Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Okay, it's still The Present Truth. And welcome to today's program. Christ said, and the Bible said in the book of Revelation and different books throughout the Bible, that at the end of the world, the time prior to Christ's return, the nations of the world, the people of the world would be sick. There'd be a sickness internationally. The four horsemen of the apocalypse, one of the horses, the third horse, and the fourth horse, plagues, disease, things that will kill man, bacteria, viruses, and the whole world will be sick. The coronavirus, man-made by different governments of the world and agencies within different governments of the world, the United States, Canada, England, with China. We don't know who all the players were. This was not an accident. And now we know with the evidence that's coming out now that these viruses could not evolve naturally without the help of man, without technology, science, biology. It did not just happen. The vaccine, much of it, is altering the DNA of mankind. Christ also said in Matthew 24 that as it was in the days of Noah, so it would be in the days prior to the coming of the Son of Man. One of the things that happened at the time of Noah was the DNA of mankind was altered. The DNA of mankind was altered through the fallen angels who left their sphere of power and became like humans and began to mate with women. They had children. So the children were half human, half angel. They were called Nephilim. And these Nephilim, they were giants of the time. They were very intelligent, very powerful. Well, that was one of the things that happened at the time of Noah. The DNA, the structure, the DNA of Adam, the DNA that was created by God perfectly, had been altered. So God had to bring in a flood to destroy mankind because all of mankind had become contaminated in their DNA with the DNA of fallen angels. And eight souls made it through the flood. Noah and his three sons, Noah and his wife, the three boys, and their wives. Now here, once again, at the end of the world, now the science, what is being documented and presented to the nations of the world through many, many researchers, is that the DNA, the people that get the vaccinations, the DNA is changing. The DNA has changed. And as time goes on, the DNA structure of each person that has received this mRNA vaccinations has been altered. This is a present truth. This is not a myth. This is the true research, the true findings of the investigators that have been investigating the vaccinations and what's in them. Now, I do believe that with the evidence that has been presented that Dr. Fauci had invested in the laboratories in China, I believe that Bill Gates had also invested heavily. The World Health Organization helped cover it up. These agencies, government agencies internationally and within the nations, have been doing everything possible to hide the evidence that has been coming out about what has really happened with these vaccines, the initial virus, what it was all about, now the vaccinations, what they're all about. People, I do work in, I have a part-time job. I've been watching people that received the vaccination 6 weeks, 2 months ago. One of the symptoms with people that I work with is they have had vertigo. They've been dizzy. Some of the other symptoms is they just, out of nowhere, they just get sick. They just feel like they're ill. They kind of feel like they're going to vomit, nauseous. And well, now the evidence has shown that as time goes on, these vaccines, as they begin to, you might say, cook, or as they begin to move throughout the whole system, the body, internally, into the liver, into the kidneys, into all the vital organs, into your lungs, into your brain especially, little by little, people are having different symptoms. They just know. I know one thing, that many of the people that have received these vaccines, their personalities have changed. I don't know if you know people that have been vaccinated, but it appears as if their personalities are just not quite as happy. They're psychologically just a little bit off. I don't know how to explain it. Okay, now, going back to what I was talking about, at the time of Noah, there was something that happened, one of many things. Again, there were the people that were being born at that time that were the angels that mated with these women, and these children were Nephilim, half angel again, half human. Well, these Nephilim, these children, through the conception or through the relationship with fallen angels and humans, these children were, their DNA structure, again, is half human, half human, and these creatures died. And these creatures have been buried in the earth, many of them. And one thing that I know the American government, I believe other governments of the world, as they have found these giants, these things were tall, they were big, they weren't mankind, they weren't the size of man. Some of the angels, these fallen angels, they were massive. They were not 6 foot, 10 foot tall. They could be up to 50, 60 feet tall. Well, they have found evidence of these creatures that were 40 feet tall. The heads were from the ground, from the jaw to the top of the head. The skull was about almost 3 foot tall. They found leg between the hip and the knee, these femurs, or that bone between the knee and the hip, to be 7 feet tall. I think even taller. Long, I should say, not tall. So my point is this, where I'm headed is this. Is it possible that they have found some of these Nephilim and they have been able to take the DNA from these creatures, and let's say that they have been able to, in the lab, re-bring back to life this DNA. And in some of the vaccinations that are being, some of the vaccines, I don't know how they would do it, but could it be possibly that they are injecting the DNA of some of the Nephilim into people today? I know that man, because mankind gravitates toward evil, a new technology, they'll take that and push that technology to extremes. I have no doubt that if they were able to take DNA from one of these giants, if they were able to, this DNA, you have to understand, it has angelic properties to it. It is resilient. It is forever type of DNA. And introduce this into certain people and be able to track it and have a specific batch or batches, and then use humans as the guinea pigs and see what happens to these people. Well, I don't doubt mankind has that propensity, with the ability, with the will to push whatever is available in that world, in the world of the DNA, push it to the limit, and even to the point of once again bringing these giants back to life. I had read verses here a month ago out of the book of Isaiah, where Isaiah prayed. He says, "Lord, do not let the giants live again." And he was praying this, 800 years before Christ was born. "Lord, don't let the giants live again." Why would he pray that? For the most part, they were to some degree they were still there at that time. I believe they're here in the world today. So, could it be that they are putting angelic DNA in people using this vaccination program to do that? I'm not saying that all of the mRNA vaccines has this DNA in it, but let's say there's a percentage that they have created, they have made a batch, and they are using it. I'm just presenting this to you. Christ did say, "As it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man." And he did state that as it was back then, it would happen again. And we know that they have found the genetic code to not just humans, but to many animals. And they have the ability to crossbreed human and plant life, like the Pig and Pen 32. I read this like in 1990. They had taken DNA tissue from a human and spliced it into a pig, and the pig was lethargic. It grew faster. And somebody had they decided they wanted to see what it tasted like. They butchered the thing, and the comments were the meat was sweeter than just regular pork. Well, anybody in their right mind, I surely don't want to eat pork that has human DNA in it. I don't want to do what Bill Gates is thinking about doing, you know. So, just to begin with, yesterday I talked about, in the book of Isaiah also, the Bible is the book, it's a point of reference. Things that are happening in the world today that are happening prophetically in the world in which we live have been in the Bible for thousands of years. That at some point man would be able to travel throughout the world to and fro, from here to there quickly. That's in the book of Daniel chapter 12, a point of reference. And now look at, we're able to cross the world in 12 hours. You get on a plane here in Denver and you're in China 12 hours or 14, 16 hours from now. Also, in the book of Daniel, it said that at the end of the world, there'd be a time when knowledge would increase. And since the computer was created, knowledge has just begun to flip and like a wheel going downhill move quickly. It was every 10 years or 20 years that knowledge would double. Then it was every 10 years. Then it was 5 years. Then it was 2 years. I don't know how fast knowledge is double, or how quickly it's doubling now, but it's doubling at an enormous rate. That's in the Bible. Now, yesterday I mentioned that in the Bible there is a word consumption. And in the last decade of mankind's time before Christ's return, in the last decade, there would be something that would happen internationally. And I believe it would happen more maybe in the last 5 years before Christ's return. But I'm having to look at this virus and now the sicknesses that are being brought in through the vaccinations. And I think of this word in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 22. Therefore, do not be mockers, lest your hands be made strong. For I have heard from the Lord of hosts, a consumption that is even determined upon the whole earth. The word consumption implies something as that is in the world of sickness that is so different from what mankind normally experiences, a consumption. This would be a sickness like the world has never ever experienced. The Spanish flu, much different from that. HIV, different. SARS, different. Is it going to be different from what the COVID virus is? Well, I have a feeling, because it says here that it's going to come from God, from the Lord of hosts. It's going to be a consumption. Mankind, these men, have created things in laboratories. But this one here, this could be something that is going to be introduced into the world because of the sinful nature of man and the wickedness of man, that is going to be something that God will introduce just by himself to begin to punish these type of people. And this consumption, consuming, meaning that whatever it is, there probably is not going to be a way to cure it. It also says in Revelation chapter 21 or 22 that because the world will be sick, eventually there will be a healing process that will begin in the nation of Israel, a healing, waters that will come from an underground well in Israel, if I understand what the scripture is saying, and along this river will be trees. And the trees, the leaves of these trees, will be for the healing of the nations. So there is going to be a healing that will come naturally for the inhabitants of the earth. It could be just a miraculous type of healing that God could by speaking, all mankind could just be healed in the snap of a finger. But the way God does things, he prefers to let his creation do what it does. His creation, you can do whatever you want to the oceans, to the rivers, to the forests of the world. But they will come back. The earth is resilient. The earth is hardy. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says that the earth is for always. It's forever. It has to be here for mankind, and the earth will not fail, even though mankind tries to destroy it, and God has to come and destroy those who destroy the earth, regardless of what man does to the earth, whether they pollute the oceans naturally, accidentally, intentionally, whether they pollute the skies, whether through coal or SO2, whatever these gases, the earth knows what to do with it. Mankind, they believe that without their help, the planet is going to die. No, they're doing more harm to the earth than help. They're trying to spray these contaminants in the atmosphere to cut the sunlight, to geoengineer the world, to terraform the earth. For what? For mankind? The earth doesn't need to be terraformed, but they're terraforming it for something, but I don't believe it's mankind. So, a consumption. Is this virus, the COVID-19, the consumption in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 22? I don't believe so. I think God has something in store for the hateful, wicked God-haters in the future, something that they're not going to like. And they don't have to create it to disperse anything over the face of the earth, because somehow God is going to bring something in that they could never imagine. God will punish them. The men that created this COVID, it wasn't just to, there were many facets to it, control, to cause corporations to prosper, to destroy economies, to bring the governments of the world into bondage, to new laws. It's part of a environmental plan tied in with a global financial plan also, a new military plan internationally. It goes on. It really, there are two. It just, I don't have a way to expound on it perfectly to present everything. Time, you know, you need more time. It's kind of, you know, you just, how do you do it? I do study the people that are involved in this corruption, and I do have, and here after the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about our old friend William Gates of Hell. William Gates of Hell. Is William Gates of Hell in the Bible? Many of you in this audience, you realize that Barry Satoro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, Barry Satoro being his Christian name, Barack Obama being his Muslim name, I believe is in the Bible. Donald Trump is in the Bible. Now, what about William Gates of Hell? Bill Gates of Hell. What about Tony Fauci? His old lineage comes from the family 200-300 years ago that was a family that would murder little children. Little children would disappear whenever this family was around. And their name of the family that he came from was A-B-Y-S-S, Abbeys. But actually, it's not Abbeys, it's Abyss from Hell. Then you have Bill Gates. And there are these gates in the book of Matthew. The gates of Hell will not prevail against the builded church. So you have, on one hand, Fauci's family lineage being the abyss, Bill Gates being called Gates of Hell. Then you have Barry Satoro, Barack Obama, and Christ used the terms in Luke that he saw lightning fall from heaven. Satan fall from heaven as lightning, like Barack. Could it be these men are in the Bible, and you just have to study find out who they are? We'll be back with the second half of this hour. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
Hey,
yes, you.
Be sure to listen to Faking the Truth, where Jason and Brian will bring you social media level fakeness Monday through Thursdays at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC 1360 AM and 1360KHNC.com.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. you'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Reasons to own gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
If your part of Rocky Mountain Paradise has been waiting to burn for 100 years, this fall you should call Affordable Tree Service North at 568-6898. I have 3 houses fire went around, and Rob's handiwork saved 4 miles Boulder Mountain Lodge. We can get raging fire to drop out of the trees long before it gets too close to home. If the fire marshal flagged a drive or you're worried about the power lines, call 568-6898.
I'm a tree-cutting man.
Hi, everybody. It's Leah with Leah Live. Join me weekdays from 4 to 6, where we will talk about the news, both local and national, that could possibly change our lives.
Welcome back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, Sunday morning from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I host that program. That is my church, radio church. Join me on Sunday. Then on Saturday through the rest of this month, on Sunday from noon to 1, I'll have an hour and I'll present whatever topic I think is pertinent to the to what's happening in this society. As I go on, you know, right now there's a dilemma in the administration. And the dilemma is the president or the imposter. They are not going to be able to get the shelf life out of this imposter. It is impossible. I believe that the true ruling powers of this country, directed by a person with a small group that really of powerful people, they were hoping they could get through to the coming election in 2022. They were hoping that Joe would be able to get them through while they are in the background setting up the plans for what is going to take place in America. They don't have the time. They want to do it perfectly. But guess what? I think they're being pushed and pressed by God. I think God is laughing at them and is not going to let them put together and execute their plan perfectly. I think he is interfering with their objectives. And one way he's interfering with their objectives is through Joe, through this imposter. He is breaking down daily, and the people around him, his staff, they are having to cut his time before the press short. They have to be careful. They try to mute if he says something incorrectly. They are having a very difficult time with him. His shelf life, he's about to expire. As far as shelf life, he's not going to get He's not going to be able to help them through 2022. Daily, he is destroying, basically, and exposing their true plans. He's the one that's catching all of the tar, the mud. He's catching, he's the flak catcher. So that the person that's going to step in illegally to replace him, not Kamala Harris, he's not going to make it to the next election. Someone is going to have to step in, and it's not going to be Kamala. They don't like her already. She doesn't have the charisma. She doesn't really, she's good at, what's the term? She's a salesman, but she's not even good at that. And like I've stated before, there is really only one person. Nikki Haley, I don't think she's going to be able to ever get to the point where she'll be able to run for president. That's still roughly 2.5 years away. So Nikki Haley, 3 years away. Nikki Haley, two and a half. She's not going to run. Mike Pompeo, forget it. The vice president, Mike Pence, forget it. There aren't any Republicans that are going to be able to really do anything. Donald Trump, people are thinking, well, Donald Trump may run. But no, he's not going to run. He stated last week that there are three options for him in the future. One, they are going to kill him. Two, he's going to be put in jail, imprisoned. Or three, he is going to get the victory. But I don't see him getting the victory. The present administration and the control of the government agencies behind this president are so powerful. The deep state is so powerful. And the NGOs and the corporations, the branches of the intelligence agencies, all of them, they are not going to allow anyone to take over that presidency that is conservative ever again. I personally do not feel ever again will there be a conservative president of this country. I don't believe that will ever happen. And the reason I say that is because all the signs that the world is watching presently, all the signs are pointing to a great coming war between America and Russia, America and China, the EU nations and Russia, now with what's happening in Afghanistan, now you're going to see the rise of a great Islamic army, and the rise of this army will be terrorism internationally. People are beginning to realize that Islam is not a religion of peace. Islam is not really a religion. It is a military, political, and disguised as religion. It's a military. It's an army. It's a political move, just like democracy. But they are disguising everything through the appearance of being a religion. One thing they are not a peaceful religion. So we're watching the world began to implode, which is another great sign that Christ and his second return is coming. Things will continue to implode. There is not going, like Christ said in the gospel, or in the gospel of Luke, chapter 24, talking about the time in which we live. He said there would be a time of perplexity. And he used that word perplexity just one time in the New Testament, one time in his speaking. Perplexity, meaning no, there will be no answers. There will be no solutions. There will be quandaries. You will not have solutions for many of the problems in the societies of the world. What is the solution with the ending this matter of the inoculations. There's a group pushing. They will push. They're hell-bent on pushing and destroying every man, woman, and child in this world. It's a demonic plan. It's of the devil. And it goes back to what Christ said, that as it was in the days of Noah, they are trying to change the DNA structure of every human being, because once that structure is changed, their children, their structure genetically is changed. You destroy the perfect DNA imprint, the model, through Adam and Eve. It's all destroyed. It's different. They've changed humanity. This is the objective of the kingdom of darkness, whether you believe in it or you don't believe in it. If you don't believe in the kingdom of darkness and you have had the inoculation, you're going to start feeling changes in your body, and you're going to realize how dark and evil what is happening to you week, month, a half a year, three quarters of a year out, 2 years down the road. You're going to understand evil, and there's not going to be any solution for you. For anyone that's had these vaccinations, other than miracle from God. So, hang on there. I know that I did not even plan to go this direction today.
You're out with your family when...
Reports of an active shooter.
Dozens of shots.
Unfortunately, in the world we live in today, this is an all-too-common occurrence. Contact Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions at 970-578-9821 or unfairadvantagedefense@gmail.com, and I'll give you the unfair advantage in the fight. That's Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions, 970-578-9821. You can also follow me on Facebook at Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions.
Firearms and Emergency Response Training.
Why does it seem America is slowly sinking? Whose fault is it? It's not the Obamas or the Clintons. It's not Republicans or Democrats. It's not corporations, the military, or foreign countries. It's the Federal Reserve, a central banking system made up of private bankers that corrupt and control virtually all aspects of the world's money supply and the economy. All of the major problems of the world can be traced to the Federal Reserve and central banks of other countries. Hi, I'm Jason with the Colorado Front Range News Hour. Catch my show with co-host Brian here on KHNC 3 to 4, Monday through Friday. We sell gold and silver, the best way to protect your hard-earned money. Call 800-951-0592 and keep those blood-sucking bankers out of your wallet.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
All right, I have a direction I plan to go, and I deviated from that direction, and I'm going to probably continue to deviate from that direction, because there are important people at the end of the world that are going to cause more death and destruction than Adolf Hitler, Vladimir Lenin, all of these people that have come through history, Mao, Chairman Mao, Pol Pot. Two people will cause more death and destruction than all these people before them, just the two of them. And how will they be able to do that with technology? Pol Pot didn't have the technology that is available today. Adolf Hitler had some technology of the day, the top technology of the day, to number the people that were being sent to the gas chambers. Lenin was able to do a lot. But these two, there is an antichrist and a false prophet. These two will do more evil in the time in which we are in than ever before in the history of mankind. And they will use technology. They will use all of the sciences, biology. They'll use the technology that we have through the space program. The armies will be used for control. Armies, with armies, you can kill many people with bullets. But with the viruses, you can kill 10 times, 20 times that amount of people. So these two people, again, a point of reference in the Bible. No other book talks about this type of, this has this kind of thinking than the Bible. Some people say it's negative and the Bible is very negative, that God is cruel, that God is an ogre, that he's many things. Why would he let this happen? Well, because God created Adam and Eve, and he gave man free will, and he allows mankind to go his direction. You have free will. When you were little, you got to choose the direction you're going to go in life. Many of you took a direction which was the best, and you're happy, and you've done well in life. Life has been good to you. There are many of you that have taken, made bad decisions, but you got to make those decisions because you have free will. And life has been tough. Well, then, there are those in the world and through time, throughout history, that they were just straight out evil. And they had their free will. And God allows these things to happen. Why? Because he allows man and allows mankind to develop to its end, to its finish. You plant a cedar tree and you let it grow to maturity, or a pine tree or a sequoia. You let it grow. That's the principle with God. Then at the end, you get to see what the tree is made out of. And here at the end of the world, we're going to see the condition of mankind, the true condition. What is really inside of mankind? Well, these two people are going to do what the Bible said they're going to do, because they will be followed, and they will have a following of wicked people just like they are. And here in the last, since Donald Trump became president, we've got to really see the evil within the political world in Washington, D.C. Have you ever seen such evil before? So blatant? Every day more evil? From the time they began to spy on Donald Trump before he became president, it just went on just daily. It increased. Well, this is exactly why God allows things to happen. And these two people, the world should be looking and has been looking for these two individuals. Who are they? They're cut out of the same piece of cloth. They're both just as evil as each. One is just as evil as the other. The one who will be the coming Antichrist will be more evil than the false prophet. But the false prophet will be given the opportunity to do all of the evil for Antichrist. So who is more evil? The one who is the ruler that will become this the great power ruler of the end of the world, or the one that carries out his plans? Both of them are just as evil. I say they're both here. I say you both know who they are. I say that you've been reading about them. You've been watching about them on television and on the news. You internationally, you've been following them for 20, 30 years. 20 years for the king of the coming Babylon the Great. 40 years for the false prophet. You've been watching, but you don't know their names. But if you look at the tree, you see the fruit, you'll know who they are. So with that, I'm going to talk about an article briefly. I'm here toward the end of this hour. But two people you should keep your eye on. You can make your own decision. The one who is really ruling the country presently and the global world order presently, who has to be Barry Satoru, his Christian name, Barack Obama, his Muslim name. And it appears as if the one who is working with him behind the shadows in the dark, but has great, great power already internationally, is Bill Gates of hell. Let's just watch these two as the days go on. Am I saying that they are the beast and the false prophet? I'm saying that look at them and watch them. You'll get to decide. Bill Gates, who is more powerful right now in a sense than Bill Gates? Look at all the land that he's buying. We'll be right back.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Hi, folks. Rev here. The Hunting and Sportsman's Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Malls to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That's peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Okay, continuing with the present truth, and for today we're just about finished. Excuse me, and so this gives you something to think about. This gives you something to look at, to study. You can take your Bible and you can study, look at it. The Lord Christ said in the book of Luke that he saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. And the word lightning there was the word, I believe it was, Barak. He saw Satan fall from heaven like Barak. So that's very interesting, isn't it? And think about it. Now, I'm ready to start what I had planned to, what I had prepared for today, but we're out of time. So, okay, every Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3 for the present truth. Sunday from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And also this Friday, Kathy Roberts will be speaking. She is the I think she's the head of...
Hey, Rick.
Yes, what is she?
Yeah, she cancels. We're going to be doing a movie now. We're going to be doing the. Yeah, we're going to be doing the Flat Earth. We're doing the Flat Earth movie.
Well, I'm glad you told me.
That, no problem, Rick.
Okay. Well, in other words, scratch that. Kathy Roberts won't be here. They're going to be doing the Flat Earth movie. So Jason will be here and Friday from 6 to 8. And the pizza will still be by, what was the name of the?
Dominic's Pizza,
Dominic's,
Jake.
Dominic's. Okay. So, okay. I'm glad he got me on that. Then, I guess I will finish out by just stating that if you want to support me, then give Jason a call. Call the station. Let him know that you like the program, because I really would like to not change things in the future. This is a hot time of the day for a listening audience, and it's an expensive spot. But Joe and Jason, they've given me the opportunity to see how things will go. Hopefully things will go well. I believe they will. I enjoy doing this. There's so much to cover. Things are happening in the world that are just unbelievable. And from a biblical perspective, again, the point of reference that I come from is the Scripture. There is a coming Antichrist. There is a coming false prophet. They are here. They are alive. Who are they? Let's look at some people like I've discussed earlier. Let's look and let's see if the shoe fits. This is a Cinderella story, but the people that are going to wear these shoes are the most diabolical people ever to have been born in mankind's history. The lowest creature to have ever been born in God's creation is the Antichrist. The second lowest creature to ever be born that has the least value is the beast. So these two together take the bottom of the lowest form of humanity ever in mankind's history. The top was Jesus Christ himself. He was the top of all of mankind, of man, all that is the best of mankind was Jesus Christ. So that'll give you something to think about. I'll be back next Monday, and join me again, and I'll try to get to the program I was going to hopefully do today, which was going to discuss Bill Gates of Hell. We'll just wait till then. Have a good weekend. See, I'll talk to you on Sunday morning, 8 to 11, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Rent Ministry Radio Church program. Rick Rodriguez. Hasta la vista for now. Bye.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension, while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.